Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Ari Shamoulian is joining us again, defense attorney. We're talking about Brian Koberger and that case, October 2nd, the set date for the trial. We'll see if that holds up. Between now and then, Ari, do you expect that we're going to be hearing or seeing anything of note, or maybe what one would consider a bombshell?
I don't anticipate any bombshells in this case up until the trial itself. Yep. And the reason is, I think the judge is going to take preventative steps from allowing different type of leaks to come out, mm-hmm. because he doesn't want to taint the jury pool. It's already a small enough community where this went down. So imagine releasing more information to the community. It's going to be a disaster to find a fair and impartial jury. So I think, you know, there may be little developments, but the true bombshell evidence and testimony connecting to Koberger mm-hmm. is going to be dropped at trial, if it goes that far.
Sure, sure. Do you feel at this point, and obviously it is a little too early to say, but from your experience, are you thinking we're going to get to a trial with this, or are we going to see some sort of a plea deal made, another individual who did exactly the same thing and stood silent at his arraignment was Dennis Rader, the BTK killer. And then ultimately he confessed in court, and that was a very dramatic moment for the time. I know there's been a lot of comparisons to BTK with Koberger, even though they are very, very different types of people and different types of killers. Obviously, he has connections with who he studied under, someone who wrote the book about BTK and interviewed him in court. Is this another following in the footsteps type thing that may be going on here?
You know, as for it going to trial, I would give it a 50-50 shot. And a couple factors that go into whether or not something goes to trial is, you know, first being, what is the district attorney's offer? What are they willing to give him in exchange not to go to trial? It may be like life in prison without the possibility of parole, right? Mm-hmm. That's a factor here. But what's so interesting in this case is Koberger's stance and his heroic personality and coming up and saying, you know, I'm innocent, I didn't do this. So it's crazy. This thing really might go to trial given how much he's been pushing his innocence up until this point.
When it comes from the perspective of the victims' families, I've heard some various opinions on what is better to take place in terms of letting the families heal and begin to try and move on with their lives as much as one can if you have a child that's brutally murdered. From victims who've had the perpetrators on death row for many, many years, appeal after appeal after appeal, and being constantly brought back in for those sort of appeals versus life in prison. What, in your opinion, that you've seen, is truly more healing for a family that had something like this happen to them? Would it be trying someone and getting them on death row, or do you see more peace in individuals if they're just locked away and then there's less chance of all of these extra appeals and such, which can take place when someone is facing death?
You know, based on my experience, a majority of victims' families and victims themselves want to hear the words from the defendant themselves, I'm guilty, I did this, and this is why, rather than presenting the evidence and a jury finding them guilty. I think the fact that if Koberger admits that he did this and this is the reason why, that would bring faster closure to the families. And I know it's tough. It's a disaster for everyone involved. But I think that is the way that they're going to get closure quicker and understand the motive as to why he did this.
Let's say he never says it, though. Let's say he's just, you know, I'm not going to admit to guilt, but maybe there'll be, you know, truly admit to guilt. there's one thing of saying pleading guilty, but then backing that up or backing out of that and saying, you know, I still didn't do it, but I'm pleading guilty so I don't get the death penalty. When it comes back to those two options, though, have you seen a difference in terms of a family that I get at the beginning really wanting to be gung-ho on death for someone who killed your child? I would be too. But long-term, big picture, what truly does bring more peace? And I'm not opposed to the death penalty. What truly does bring more peace to a family? It probably is individual, but what have you seen?
Definitely, regardless however they come to it, the fact that there's going to be some type of guilty verdict found, whether him admit, hey, you know, I plead guilty, and he doesn't want to provide any other type of statements, or whether a jury finds him guilty, I think both are going to bring closure to these families. And, you know, I've been a part of murder cases and attempted murder cases where, surprisingly, some families, just by the defendant saying, hey, I'm guilty, that's been their closure. And they've even, you know, apologized to defendants and said, hey, we're sorry this happened, but we really wish you the best when you're in prison. It's mind blowing, but I've seen that firsthand in my cases as well.
It's like you almost do need to make peace at some point and can't continue to live with the anger that would just continue to eat away at you. I can't imagine. I've never been in that situation, but it not a good thing for anyone involved.
Absolutely. And as a defense attorney, I always take that into consideration, right? Number one, I keep my clients' rights in mind and you know what it means to put up a good defense. And also, just as importantly, I take into consideration what is it that the victims and the victim's family have been through, and what is it that they want to see? And if we're able to come to a fair resolution for all, we got to do it.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Ari Shamouli, and thank you so much for your insight onto this case. Hey, if you want to weigh in on any of the cases that we're following for you, we happen to have a phone number for that. It's 888-554-5537. Easier to remember as 888-5-KILLER. You can call it 24/7 and weigh in. We'd love to hear your feedback. We may use it on a future episode of the program. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.